Remember the good old days when cult leaders could only get a tiny sliver of the population to follow them so blindly that they'd take whatever drug their dear leader told them to? Well, we've definitely come a long way from the Reverend Jim Jones to the Dr. Anthony Fauci. Yet here we are, and man, is this cult huge! There are millions, tens of millions, of these brainwashed program drones roaming the countryside, and especially social media, looking for unconverted targets to bully and berate into injecting themselves with an experimental gene therapy or some other kind of Kool-Aid-ish concoction that has been rushed into production at warp speed so that, among other things, the big pharmaceutical companies that have produced this stuff can start raking in their profits at warp speed without having to wait on pesky little things like detailed vetting and testing processes. Who needs that? And as if things weren't creepy enough, these cultists who are out there evangelizing for the moderate tested experimental Kool-Aid recipes, these cultists often wear masks, sometimes more than one, even though that sort of gear is supposed to be rendered unnecessary by the Kool-Aid flavored experimental gene therapy that they ran to inject into themselves as soon as humanly possible, sometimes multiple times, to more emphatically prove their loyalty and earn extra woke points. These frontline cultlings are given cover from above by big tech cult members in the form of prohibitions against even talking about the Kool-Aid as though it might be potentially dangerous in even the slightest little way. Free speech? Free thought? Healthy debate and discussion through freely flowing information? Oh no, we can't have any of that. We must simply obey. We must simply inject. Again and again, as commanded by Dr. Fauci and other system-stamped experts. Never mind the potential fertility issues associated with the Kool-Aid. Never mind the blood clotting issues with the Kool-Aid. Never mind any other thing that a rational person might wonder about a gene therapy rushed through the testing process at warp speed. This is the mentality of the cult we're dealing with, but there's a silver lining, and it's a big one. The more formerly denied and forbidden facts come out and are proven true, like the real possibility of a Wuhan bioweapon lab point of origin for the bug, a reality that would literally get you banned from cult-controlled social media just months ago, the more that kind of truth is acknowledged as truth, the more clearly these cultists are revealed as cultists. The clarity we're getting here is painful, but it is also incredibly valuable. The first step to confronting a cult is admitting that there is a cult. And man, thanks to the way these people and their dear leaders are behaving, more and more people are waking up to reality. Even better, most of these newly awakened targets of the cult are not only deciding not to join or submit to the cult, but many of those who won't join are deciding to openly fight against the cult. That is very good news. If you have thoughts to share on the vaccine cult and how it will be defeated, please post them in the comments section or connect with me at any of the social media platforms listed at hellraiserreport.com. Now more than ever, in this era of open anti-Christian bigotry and anti-freedom in general, we need to get connected with each other. If you appreciate this perspective and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to this channel, share this video, and get connected with me at hellraiserreport.com.